So then the president knew that. So he asked the industry to get together. And the industry, which would be biodiesel, ethanol, corn producers, and soybean people, and maybe there was a couple divisions within ethanol, maybe all having a little bit different approach, they got together. And all they wanted to do is you can give all the waivers you want to, but just make sure that when we have 15 billion gallons, it's actually 15 billion gallons. So that's where we emerged a week ago Thursday, Senator Ernst and I and Governor Reynolds and three or four other senators, the president, the vice president, Secretary of Agriculture, and Wheeler, EPA director. That's where we ended up. And that's what I want to see on paper. And I would consider that a win-win because the refineries can have their waivers. And we're going to get all the ethanol we've been promised. That's what I want. But I'm not going to say we have it, even though we walked out of the Oval Office considering a compromise and what we wanted and the president saying we got a deal. I want to see it on paper because EPA's, there's big oil's got a lot of power in EPA, and I want to make sure they don't water this down.